about to hit the ground. I
waked up?
Yeah. Now, if you put your foot down heavy on the floor like this, you say you're doing...
Stomp?
Yeah. And now, if a boy sees a girl at church or for something, says, and he wants to go home with her, he says, may I...
accept your company.
That's good. Now, if you were to get a car stuck in the mud, you'd have to get somebody behind you and give you a
push.
Or else you'd have to get in the front and tie a rope around it and
pull you backwards.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you carried a big, heavy sack of groceries and you didn't have a car, you'd have to go a long way, so you might say you had to pick it up and towed it or something.
Yeah,
or
just pick it up and carry it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People used that'd to say towed, but
they
say don't.
That'd be hard, wouldn't it? It'd be hard. Yeah.
But
what?
Now, if a child came in the house or something and they just started to reach up to touch a hot stove, you say, oh, no.
Don't.
Yeah.
You get burnt.
Yeah.
I touched a heart.
Man.
Now, in when children play hide and seek, the children have to run back in and touch
the base.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they'll throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
Mm-hmm. And they'd say, like a little boy might say, well, yesterday I threw a ball and nobody would
catch it.
And I hope tomorrow somebody will
catch it.
Yeah. Now, if you're about to spank a child and he might say, oh, no, please give me another
chance.
Yeah, something like that. Now, if a man's in a real good mood, you'd say, instead of a good mood, you might say he's in a good humor.
Good humor?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, that'd work out all right, I think.
Now, if you had mice or something like that that you didn't want anymore, you said, I just got to get...
rid of them.
Have you ever heard anybody say, get shed of?
Yeah, I've heard that expression a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get shed of someone.
They'll say that around here. You have around here. Now, if somebody like took a little kid's pencil or something, a little kid might say, oh, you... instead of saying, oh, you stole my pencil, they might say, oh, you...
you got my pencil.
Mm-hmm. Or swiped or
swiped
something.
Swiped it or something.
Something like that. Now, if talking about letters or something, and somebody said, well, have you heard from somebody lately? You say, well, I just
wrote them a letter.
Mm-hmm. And then you say, and I expect to get
an answer soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now you say, now I need to get his new
address.
Now if a little kid came home from school and he learned something new, like learned to whistle, you'd say, well, now who
learned you that?
Yeah. Now sometimes like a little boy did something bad and a little girl saw him do it, you might say, the little boy might say, now, if you tell on me, then you'll be a...
tattletale.
Yeah. Now, we were talking earlier about a vase or something. Now, when you go out to get flowers, like to put in a vase or a glass, you say you got to go out and...
pick flowers.
Mm-hmm. Now, little that a child might play with, that, like they might buy in a store?
Yeah.
They play with...
Oh,
your parents coming? Oh, let me turn this off. Okay, now. Oh, let's see. Let me find out where
I forgot where we got to.
Where we got to now. I have to
turn
it back.
I think we liked about four pages.
Yeah. Now, this, we just like those, and then this little front part. I